Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today. It's the 3rd of December, and my greetings come to you from the lovely Rocky Mountains near Buena Vista, Colorado, where I and a group of men are attending the Wild at Heart Advanced Camp, and it's everything that it ever... it never really advertises to be anything, and it's hard to describe if you haven't been. But it is everything. This is my 10th one. And it's everything that it ever is. I realize I'm having a hard time forming my words, but you have to come. If you ever get the chance, do indeed come. We're reading from the Message this week. Of course, this is the last day of the week, so this will be the last time we read from the Message. Actually, this year. So we're in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verses 2 through 35 today. But now, let me tell you the truth of how things stand. 3 more kings of Persia will show up, and then a 4th will become richer than all of them. When he senses that he is powerful enough as a result of his wealth, he will go to war against the entire kingdom of Greece. Then a powerful king will show up and take over a huge territory and run things just as he pleases. But at the height of his power, with everything seemingly under control, his kingdom will be split into 4 parts, like the 4 points of the compass. But his heirs won't get in on it. There will be no continuity with his kingship. Others will tear it to pieces and grab whatever they can get for themselves. Next, the king of the south will grow strong, but one of his princes will grow stronger than he and rule an even larger territory. After a few years, the 2 of them will make a pact. And the daughter of the king of the south will marry the king of the north to cement the peace agreement. But her influence will weaken, and her child will not survive. She and her servants, her child, and her husband will be betrayed. Sometime later, a member of the royal family will show up and take over. He will take command of his army and invade the defenses of the king of the north and win a resounding victory. He will load up their 10 gods and all the gold and silver trinkets that go with them and cart them off to Egypt. Eventually, the king of the north will recover and invade the country of the king of the south, but unsuccessfully. He will have to retreat. But then his sons will raise a huge army and rush down like a flood, a torrential attack on the defenses of the south. Furious, the king of the south will come out and engage the king of the north and his huge army in battle and rout them. As the corpses are cleared from the field, the king, inflamed with bloodlust, will go on a bloodletting rampage, massacring tens of thousands. But his victory won't last long, for the king of the north will put together another army bigger than the last one. And after a few years, he'll come back to do battle again with his immense army and endless supplies. In those times, many others will get into the act and go off to fight against the king of the south. Hotheads from your own people, drunk on dreams, will join them, but they'll sputter out. When the king of the north arrives, he'll build siege works and capture the outpost fortress city. The army of the south will fall to pieces before him. Not even their famous commando shock troops will slow down the attacker. He'll march in big as you please, as if he owned the place. He'll take over that beautiful country, Palestine, and make himself at home in it. Then he'll proceed to get everything, lock, stock, and barrel, in his control. He'll cook up a peace treaty and even give his daughter in marriage to the king of the south in a plot to destroy him totally. But the plot will fizzle. It won't succeed. Later, he'll turn his attention to the coastal regions and capture a bunch of prisoners, but a general will step in and put a stop to his bullying ways. The bully will be bullied. He'll go back home and tend to his own military affairs, but by then he'll be washed up and soon will be heard of no more. He will be replaced shortly by a real loser. His rule, reputation, and authority already in shreds, and he won't last long. He'll slip out of history quietly, without even a fight. His place will be taken by a reject, a man spurned and passed over for advancement. He'll surprise everyone, seemingly coming out of nowhere, and will seize the kingdom. He'll come in like a steamroller, flattening the opposition. Even the Prince of the Covenant will be crushed. After negotiating a ceasefire, he'll betray its terms. With a few henchmen, he'll take total control. Arbitrarily and impulsively, he'll invade the richest provinces. He'll surpass all his ancestors, near and distant, in his rape of the country, grabbing and looting, living with his cronies in corrupt and lavish luxury. He will make plans against the fortress cities, but they'll turn out to be short-sighted. He'll get a great army together, all charged up to fight the King of the South. The King of the South, in response, will get his army, an even greater army, in place, ready to fight. But he won't be able to sustain that intensity for long because of the treacherous intrigue in his own ranks, his court having been honeycombed with vicious plots. His army will be smashed, the battlefield filled with corpses. The two kings, each with evil designs on the other, will sit at the conference table and trade lies. Nothing will come of the treaty, which is nothing but a tissue of lies anyway. But that's not the end of it. There's more to the story. The King of the North will go home loaded down with plunder, but his mind will be set on destroying the Holy Covenant as he passes through the country on his way home. 1 year later, he will mount a fresh invasion of the South, but the second invasion won't compare to the first. When the Roman ships arrive, he will turn tail and go back home. But as he passes through the country, he will be filled with anger at the Holy Covenant. He will take up with all those who betray the Holy Covenant, favoring them. The bodyguards surrounding him will march in and desecrate the sanctuary and citadel. They'll throw out the daily worship and set up in its place the obscene sacrilege. The King of the North will play up to those who betray the Holy Covenant, corrupting them even further with his seductive talk. But those who stay courageously loyal to their God will take a strong stand. Those who keep their heads on straight will teach the crowds right from wrong by their example. They'll be put to severe testing for a season. Some killed, some burned, some exiled, some robbed. When the testing is intense, they'll get some help, but not much. Many of the helpers will be half-hearted at best. The testing will refine, cleanse, and purify those who keep their heads on straight and stay true, for there is still more to come. First John 3:7-24. So, my dear children, don't let anyone divert you from the truth. It's the person who acts right who is right, just as we see it lived out in our righteous Messiah. Those who make a practice of sin are straight from the devil, the pioneer in the practice of sin. The Son of God entered the scene to abolish the devil's ways. People conceived and brought into life by God don't make a practice of sin. How could they? God's seed is deep within them, making them who they are. It's not the nature of the God begotten to practice and parade sin. Here's how you tell the difference between God's children and the devil's children. The one who won't practice righteous ways isn't from God, nor is the one who won't love brother or sister. A simple test. For this is the original message we heard. We should love each other. We must not be like Cain, who joined the evil one and then killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because he was deep in the practice of evil, while the acts of his brother were righteous. So, don't be surprised, friends, when the world hates you. This has been going on a long time. The way we know we've been transferred from death to life is that we love our brothers and sisters. Anyone who doesn't love is as good as dead. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer. And you know very well that eternal life and murder don't go together. This is how we've come to understand and experience love. Christ sacrificed his life for us. This is why we ought to live sacrificially for our fellow believers and not just be out for ourselves. If you see some brother or sister in need and have the means to do something about it, but turn a cold shoulder and do nothing, what happens to God's love? It disappears. And you made it disappear. My dear children, let's not just talk about love. Let's practice real love. This is the only way we'll know we're living truly, living in God's reality. It's also the way to shut down debilitating self-criticism, even when there is something to it. For God is greater than our worried hearts and knows more about us than we do ourselves. And friends, once that's taken care of, and we're no longer accusing or condemning ourselves, we're bold and free before God. We're able to stretch our hands out and receive what we asked for, because we're doing what he said, doing what pleases him. Again, this is God's command, to believe in his personally named Son, Jesus Christ. He told us to love each other, in line with the original command, as we keep his commands. We live deeply and surely in him, and he lives in us. And this is how we experience his deep and abiding presence in us, by the Spirit he gave us. Psalm 122, 1 through 9. When they said, "Let's go to the house of God," my heart leaped for joy, and now we're here. Oh, Jerusalem, inside Jerusalem's walls. Jerusalem, well-built city, built as a place for worship. The city to which the tribes ascend, all God's tribes, go up to worship, to give thanks to the name of God. This is what it means to be Israel. Thrones for righteous judgment are set there, famous David thrones. Pray for Jerusalem's peace. Prosperity to all you Jerusalem lovers, friendly insiders, get along. Hostile outsiders, keep your distance. For the sake of my family and friends, I say it again, live in peace. For the sake of the house of our God, God, I'll do my very best for you. Proverbs 29:1. For people who hate discipline and only get more stubborn, there will come a day when life tumbles in and they break. But by then, it'll be too late to help them. So John, the elderly, stately saint of the church who is nearing the end of his life, boils it down to love. Because everything boils down to love. Everything will pass away. Faith, hope, and love will be left standing. And the greatest is love. And he says this is how we understand and experience love. We look at Jesus. He sacrificed his life for us. This is why we ought to live sacrificially for each other. Not just be self-absorbed. Not just be inwardly focused. Out for what we're going to get in the deal. When you see somebody in need, meet it. Just live like this. This is the shift we're talking about. That we'll be talking about all next year. This is the word that God has given over the year 2012. Shift. The irony is, it's simply being invited to live as a disciple of Jesus Christ. To actually do it. To not be in the Word every day and learn about it. To not be in a church or a community of faith somewhere and have a taste of it enough to make us feel like we're spiritual and doing something good. To live it, always, from the time you wake up until the time you wake up again. Always, always never ending, abandoned to it, completely shifted over to being a disciple, madly, passionately, deeply, abandonedly, in love with Jesus. My dear children, John says, let's not just talk about love. Let's do it. Let's practice real love. This is the only way we'll ever know we're living truly, living in God's reality. It's also the way to shut down debilitating self-criticism, even if it's legit, for being abandoned to God is greater than our worried hearts can ever be. Isn't that the freedom that we truly seek? Isn't that what we've come to the Bible to learn about? We may start a year in Scripture wanting to be devoted, wanting to be disciplined, wanting to finally read the Bible, wanting to put some sort of legs to our faith. Oh, but we get here, and don't we see that freedom is available in abandoning every self-doubt and every other entanglement and giving ourselves fully to the work of Christ in us? Oh, for that. Because that is how we were made to live. And so, Holy Father, we come before you as we close another week and ask, Holy Spirit, that you lead us there into true freedom, into the freedom that allows us to let go. It's not up to us. We are powerless to control things, no matter how hard we try. Holy Spirit, come, lead us into all truth. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, by which all of this is possible. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And of course, I'm coming to you from Colorado. This is Saturday. We'll be leaving tomorrow and heading back to Nashville. Thank you for your prayers over the camp here. The Wild at Heart Advanced is a stretch for many. It's advanced. Without giving things away, I would say that you go to a boot camp and you go deep inside yourself. You go to an advanced, and that happens, but you are forced to turn outward, because the Christian life, the life of a disciple, can't be lived inward and self-absorbed. It can't always be about you or me. It can't always be about the individual. We have a personal relationship with Jesus, but it is unto something, unto the fact that we are each collectively the body of Christ together. And that Jesus lived his life outward, looking to God for his strength, for his counsel, for his advice, for his instructions. So thank you for your prayers over the camp here. I'm going to try to get up into the mountains a little bit on a break today, if possible. The mountain air does my spirit good. It's healing to my soul, so I'm really grateful to drink it in for these days. So the website is where you jump into community. You hear me say that every day, and there's plenty to jump into right now. What I mentioned to you yesterday is that we launched and made available the Daily Audio Bible Gift Basket that includes the Passages book, a bag of Rwandan coffee, and a wind farm mug. And seems like the response to those has been surprising. At least that's the word that I get. So wonderful. They're great. So check that out at the Daily Audio Bible store. There's a bunch of other stuff there too for the holidays. And then let me mention this. One of the things that you'll find when you go to dailyaudiobible.com is a banner on the right-hand side that will... It rotates, but the first thing you'll see is gift the app. We are inviting you to consider giving the app as you give Christmas cards, as you mail holiday greetings. Give the app. The app is a 99-cent app. So it's, you know, I mean, I'm not talking about a ton of money for the Daily Audio Bible. In fact, all the proceeds from the app go into further development of the app. But when you give something that costs you, you know, what it would cost to put a stamp on an envelope and maybe a cheap card, a really cheap card, but somebody knows that you've taken the time and given them a gift, well, you may be saving their life. Give them the gift of the Bible, which is free. Give them the gift of community in the coming year. We've set up a number of programs that are circling their way through the internet that we'll just talk about over the next couple of weeks to simply throw it out there. Community is here. The Bible is here. Isn't it time? Isn't it time for a change in life? So I was trying to find out how you gift the app in like a one-click thing, and it's not quite that easy. First of all, you can only gift the app if you are an Apple user. So iTunes, Apple devices, iPad, iPhone, iTouch, that kind of thing. The iTunes store, the app store. But it's fairly easy. If you click that link, it'll take you to a page that shows the Daily Audio Bible app. And it'll ask, do you want to open this in iTunes? If you click that button, then you're there. That same button that you click to open it up in iTunes will appear in the iTunes store, only it will drop down. And then in there will be a selection to gift the app. And it loads up a page that just says what's the email address that you would like to send the gift to. What little note would you like to type? That sort of thing. I think if you were to give the app to 10 of your friends and go through the scriptures with them in the coming year, what would that do in your life, in community, to go through the scriptures with your localized, close-knit friends and family? What kind of revolution, what kind of revival would you be inspiring? People have done this for years, since the beginning of the Daily Audio Bible, just sending along instructions for how to get the Daily Audio Bible, or sending along a little email with a link to the Daily Audio Bible. That's nothing new. That's a beautiful act of community here. We have the app now, and we've gone to great lengths to develop it. So it's one of those things that almost take every excuse away for anyone desiring scripture. So I just invite you to consider giving the app. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, the website's also the place to go. I feel like, darn it, I'm doing a bunch of commercials, and that is so not my style, and that's really not my heart. That's not what we're trying to do here. It just is what it is. Everything in me and everything on our team has been passionately for 6 months considering how do we reach people with the spoken word of God? How do we do this without it seeming cheesed out? How do we do this without becoming a product? We've fought and fought for this. But our culture is wired a certain way. So it's just the irony. And like the anti-commercialized guy, I don't know how else to get the word out than what I'm doing. Anyway, if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible on the mission to bring the spoken word of God to anyone who will listen, anywhere on the planet, anytime, day or night, and create a community that makes it possible so that nobody anywhere ever, ever has to be alone again. nobody ever has to feel alone again. That's our mission. And I'm passionate about it. So thank you for your partnership. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. The Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas, that's coming next week. So hang on, we'd usually have it out by now, but we'll have it out in a few days when I get back to Tennessee. All right, I love you very much. Very, very, very much. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, people from Daily Audio Bible. This is Christine calling from Florida. And I'm calling if I really enjoy listening to you, and I hope that somebody here this could pray for me. I'm a single mom, and I don't get any help. I have two children. I don't get any help from my ex-husband. I'm working really hard, and I just need your prayers, if you could please do that for me. I understand sometimes it's hard to just go on, so I just feel so all alone. So if you could please find it in your heart to pray for me. Thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible Family. I'm calling again from California. I just wanted to call for a praise report and a prayer request. I wanted to call for a praise report and financial prayer for my brother. Just seeing new things that God's doing in his life and just wonderful things I never expected. And also in my life, too, the same thing. I would like to call for a prayer request just to ask for just guidance from God. I've been praying a lot, and I'm getting ready to graduate college. It's really hard to kind of figure out what exactly I'm going to do, and it's confusing, it's stressful, just managing like all the applications and schoolwork. So please pray for me to do well in school and do well in all these tests and just go in the direction that God wants me to go into. Like, I know so Daily Audio Bible listeners might remember a time when they were in college and just trying to figure out their career path. It's very difficult and confusing, but I know God's at the top. It's just the trusting part I need to come through with, which is funny because today is the 13th of November, and Brian was talking about faith, and he was in Hebrews. So I know I definitely need to apply my faith in Christ and see where God takes me. So I just want to let you guys know I love you, and I really appreciate having you guys here. I love hearing all the responses. Like, they're really touching, and they really uplift my spirit and make me want to go out and spread Christ's love. So, you guys have a great day. Thanks again, Brian, for doing DAB. Great.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. My name is Marlon from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm asking for a prayer request. My daughter, Nicole, who is 13, last Christmas was diagnosed with liver cancer. It's been almost a year. She has had 3 scans, which have all come back negative, and she actually went back on Tuesday, November 8th, for her 4th scan. So I'm asking that you all pray for her, that this scan comes back negative as well. She is an outstanding kid. With a huge, huge heart, and is a blessing to my wife and myself and our entire family every day. And second of all, another prayer request, if you will, be so kind, is that in September of this year, I actually was outsourced. My job was eliminated. So it put some undue pressure on the family. As you can imagine, with the cancer treatments and losing your job. So please put a prayer out for my future employment, that I find an organization that is a faith-based organization that will keep me in the proper path as we move forward. So once again, thank you. I appreciate it. And Brian, this has been a fantastic help for me and this time with my daughter Zilden is also looking for employment. So thank you, and you guys have a fantastic day.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Corey from New Haven, West Virginia. I am calling actually for a little girl in Milton, West Virginia, I think, which is down around Huntington, West Virginia. She is two. Her name is Lydia Payton, and apparently she was with her mom and her brother, and she was, I guess, being held by her brother. The mom was taking a picture by their grandma's gravestone, and somehow the little girl got down, and the brother went to pick her up, and he knocked over the headstone onto her. And obviously she's two, and the headstone weighs, I don't even know, hundreds of pounds. But anyways, it crushed her spine. Right now she's up in Columbus at, I'm assuming, Children's Hospital. And my wife told me about it. She said there was her mom had started a Facebook page to kind of give an update on Lydia's progress. And my wife and I have two little girls, 6 and 3. And when my wife Amber told me about it, it literally broke my heart. And I just imagine, like, you know, obviously how I would feel if it were my girl. And I've just been praying a lot for her. I couldn't imagine, you know, a little two-year-old girl just laying there with, you know, like a feeding tube down her throat. And, you know, it's really, really sad. But I've prayed a lot for her, and I thought, you know, who better than to call the Daily Audio Bible and have my brothers and sisters in Christ lift her up. So if you guys could, just pray for her. Pray for her family. Her brother is devastated, and obviously he feels like it's his fault, and it was an accident completely, just some bizarre accident. But that's pretty much it. There was another little girl, I think in Weston, West Virginia. She's 3, and she somehow randomly came up missing from her house, and they haven't been able to find her. She's actually been missing now for, I think it's been close to a month. So lift that family up as well. Obviously, having kids, you hear things like that, and it breaks your heart. You just feel for the family, and I pray for them, because I'm sure it's devastating. It's devastating to hear it. I couldn't imagine being in that situation, being a parent. So I love you guys. I've been praying for everybody that calls in. Brian, I appreciate, once again, your obedience and Jill's obedience and everything you guys do. I love everybody, and I hope everybody has a great day. Okay, bye.